The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
I'm Clive Enova, business strategist. I work with business owners to ensure they have a clear roadmap to success. As we explore success within our business, sometimes people look to growth. Wow, if only I could grow my business. Growth is a wonderful thing, as long as you're clear about what it is you want to achieve and how you're going to achieve it. And of course, that you have the right resources, including people, to make sure that you can achieve that growth. Sometimes growth is not the way to go in order to achieve the outcomes that you actually want. So it requires looking carefully at what it is that you want to achieve. Now, it could be that what you want to achieve is that growth. And if that's all you're focused on, you might find that when you get to the other end of whatever period of growth you've undertaken, nothing else has changed much. So we have to ask ourselves the question, is that what we really want? Through the years, I've seen many people who have started out as a small business and found themselves enjoying what they're doing. That is, they're enjoying the business they're involved in and they're enjoying their life because they've got enough money to do the things that they want to do, to take their family here, to take their family there, to enjoy this holiday or that holiday. Whatever it is that excites them, they're happy with. But then they saw this bright, shiny object. And for example, I could talk of a fellow who ran a business which involved carrying. That is, he had trucks and he carried stuff and he saw an opportunity to grow. So he moved from a very successful one truck operation with him as the driver to having seven trucks. So he had six drivers. Woohoo! This has got to be exciting. Multiplied the size of the business times seven. However, what he noticed was at the end of each period, when he went through the numbers, he had all these trucks, but he didn't have the money that he had when he was just him. By the time he paid all the expenses and made sure that he had enough work to keep these seven trucks operating, there wasn't anything left for him. Suddenly he wasn't going on holidays. Suddenly there wasn't quite the quality of food on the table. And of course, being human, this fellow wanted to make sure that he could do it. And so he persisted and he persisted and he persisted until he couldn't afford his own truck. So he had to start again. When we think about growth, we need to think a lot more than whoopee-doo, wouldn't it be nice to grow this business? It comes back to us. What do I want at the end of this? Look really carefully, because we don't want to undertake a period of growth just to see ourselves disappear into nothingness. Growth is a wonderful thing if the outcome of the growth is what we want to achieve. So as you think about your business and you think that perhaps you'd like some more and you think growth is the way to go, ask yourself a few questions to make sure that it's what you really want. What does the outcome of this growth look like? Let's start big picture. Okay. Do we want to be sitting on a mountain of gold, or do we want to be sitting on a mountain of some other sort? Whatever it is, it's very important to you. And it's a good idea to make sure that it's your goals that you're after, not somebody else's. If we try and chase somebody else's goals, the chances are that the inspiration is not going to last. If the inspiration doesn't last, we don't have any motivation. If we're not motivated to go out and do this, we're not going to do it. So look really clearly at what the big picture outcome is. Now that we've identified what the big picture outcome is, let's look to how we might achieve this. What do I need in the way of people? What people do I need? What skills are necessary to make sure that this can be achieved? When we've identified what we need in people by way of skills, when do we have to have them? This introduces us, of course, to cash flow issues. Do we have the cash to support bringing on these people? Do we have it now? Do we have it later? Will the growth support the additional cost of bringing on the people? Do we have to get money from somewhere else? If we do, how will we do that? Has the business been sufficiently successful to allow us to go to money lenders, in the normal sense, banks, and have those banks go, whoopee-doo, this is exciting. Yes, we'll give you the money as long as you can give it back times a bit. Now, if your business is at that level, that's great. You can go and borrow money from the bank. What about if it's not? What if we can't borrow the money? What do we do? Very often we see people run around and find themselves a loan shark and find themselves in all sorts of difficulty because it's just not working. So what's the answer if the business itself won't support the growth that we think we want? The answer is think really hard about how badly you want it, because maybe it's not right for you at this point in time. At the end of the day, every decision has only two potential answers. One is yes and one is no. And if we look at it really carefully, neither one hurts. So we've looked at people, we've looked at money. What else do we need to look at in terms of growth? Perhaps the very first place you should look is what's going to happen to me? Who will I become? If I have all of this growth and suddenly this business is 10 times what it was, 20 times what it was, who will I be? Will I still be the person that the family wants to be with, or will I be someone else? And once again, there are only two potential answers. One's yes, one's no. And if you're not going to be the person the family wants to be with, you've got another question to answer. So look really carefully as you want to grow a business. Why do you want to grow it? Who are you going to have on board to help you grow it? Who's going to write the systems and procedures to allow for the growth? Are you going to do that, or do you need somebody else? Did you actually think of all of the areas that require thought in order to undertake this growth? Because I certainly haven't mentioned them all, but we can talk about more of them if you're thinking about growing in your business. Book a discovery call with me and we'll find out what you really want to do.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.